All letters of the Rebbe, volume 15, letter number 5700, Baruch Hashem. The first day of Elul Tavshi Yitzayim, Brooklyn, Bracha V'Shalom, a letter to a woman. After a long interruption, I got your letter, the Rebbe said, from the end of Tammuz, in which she writes the headlines. And the Rebbe says, not even that, even less than headlines. From the past in seminary. She was a teacher in seminary. And the Rebbe says, since it appears from your letter, that you also realize that with the proper effort, you succeed with the students. So for sure, this would add this way, knowing this even more with your enthusiasm, with your energy and your devotion to this work, which is the work of Shamayim, this is the heavenly work, as our sages say, about the work of education. And that way, for sure, the blessing of Hashem will add also in your own heart's success. So the Rebbe says, you write about your past experience, and you write short, the Rebbe points out, but this should give you more energy, because you see, with effort, you succeed, should do even more. So, the Rebbe said also, the fact that you don't write about this point, similar point in the previous letter, they did not utilize the vacation days, and may have not even been in contact with the students. That's a shame, the Rebbe says, that specifically in those days in which the students are free from their general studies, why are they not provided in a wide measure as it pertains to the holy studies? It's a good opportunity. Now, the Rebbe says, okay, it doesn't have to come down in a way of learning and classes like that, but in a way that is fitting for vacation times. There's still a lot of Yiddishkeit to be presented, to be given, to be learned, not in the formal setting of a school, it's vacation, but still to stay connected. The Rebbe prays that Yiratzin, that at least for the following days, you should make an effort also in this. That Rebbe says, notwithstanding the view, which is sort of the going view, is that this is secondary to be, you know, school to school. This is not a secondary job in the activities of the school to be there for the students. On the contrary, that is to give the student the wholesome. And the Rebbe says there is no thing that stays in the way if you want to do it, because, you know, it'll be, teachers don't want to be bothered, the students don't want to be bothered, we want vacation. So the Rebbe says, even if there's difficulties in trying to materialize this, to do something for the students, even in the summer month, it could be done if you really want to. And the Rebbe points out, when I say the days that they're free, I'm talking also about days of Shabbos and Yom Tov and holidays of the month of Tishrei, which is a general month for the whole year. Find ways to engage the students even when they're out of school, they're on vacation, they're out of the walls of the school, to keep them engaged, keep the contact. The Rebbe blesses for good news and all the above. The Rebbe wants the students and the teachers and their schools to be connected, not only when they're in school, also when they're outside of school. And the Rebbe says to her that you see, when you put in effort, you are successful.